Capital Market Insights from ICMA.
I'm Andy Hill, Senior Director at ICMA, and I will provide a short update on the work of ICMA's Bond Market Liquidity Task Force. On March 4, 2024, ICMA published the report, Liquidity and Resilience in the Core European Sovereign Bond Markets. The report is an initiative of the ICMA Bond Market Liquidity Task Force, which was initiated in early 2023. At a meeting of ICMA's Committee of the Regional Representatives in December 2022, it was suggested that ICMA leverage its various initiatives related to fixed income market structure and liquidity to take a more holistic market view, looking also at the interdependencies of different markets to identify potential risks and vulnerabilities. This would include an analysis of the impacts and interplay of prudential, market, and fund regulation. This multidimensional perspective is intended to inform recommendations to improve overall market resilience and liquidity. In response to the suggestion, ICMA proposed to create and mobilize a Bond Market Liquidity Task Force to drive this initiative. The task force is made up of interested ICMA members representing sovereign, corporate, short-term, or repo markets, including sell-side, buy-side, and relevant financial market infrastructures. ICMA established a small advisory group of members in early 2023 to discuss and agree the potential approach for the work and how the task force could best be formed and mobilized. Following the first meeting of the task force in April and a subsequent open to all call with a broader audience of members in May, it was agreed that the task force should approach its work in phases, addressing different bond market segments sequentially. The first phase of the task force's work focuses on core European sovereign bond markets, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and the UK. The initial stage of this work was for the ICMA Secretariat to undertake an extensive desk study on these markets, attempting to map market structure, participants, and dynamics. This was supported by data gathering and analysis, including the use of machine learning, intended to highlight potential vulnerabilities, particularly in stress scenarios. In August 2023, this preliminary analysis was shared with the task force members for review and initial feedback on how to advance the work and areas for further qualitative and quantitative exploration. The BMLT Secretariat then engaged in the process of interviewing members active in the core European sovereign bond markets in order to derive qualitative input. This helped to interpret the observations from the data, understand better causality, as well as providing recommendations aimed at underpinning market liquidity and resilience. The interviews were completed in January 2024. The key findings of the research are as follows. Liquidity in the core European bond markets is generally good, as defined by the ability to execute larger than average transactions relatively quickly without significantly moving the market. However, in recent years, liquidity has become much more sensitive to both episodes of unexpected volatility and regulatory reporting dates, namely year-end and some quarter-ends. This is roundly attributed to the combination of a significant increase in the outstanding stock of government debt, while primary dealer balance sheets and appetite for risk, on aggregate, have reduced markedly. Applying modelling on historical bid-ask spreads, it becomes clear that at certain points, these widen significantly, and this cannot be explained by volatility alone. Rather, volatility is the catalyst for a discernible retreat from liquidity provision. Furthermore, the speed at which markets become volatile, the volatility of volatility, has increased, possibly aided by greater transparency and more dependence on e-trading and automation. Repo markets function well, even in times of heightened stress. but are also subject to sharp drops in liquidity around reporting dates. Liquidity in the sovereign bond futures markets is also generally good, although limited to a few contracts, and again, prone to a rapid thinning and widening of prices in times of stress. Market participants accept that episodic heightened volatility with rapid evaporation of liquidity and a sharp repricing of risk is the new normal. Participants also believe that central banks will be required to intervene in bond markets more frequently and systematically to restore stability. The consistent recommendation from market participants, both sell side and buy side, to make sovereign bond markets more resilient is that policymakers and regulators should review the design and calibration of prudential regulation as it applies to primary dealers. They suggest that there is a trade-off between high levels of bank capitalization and liquidity and bond market resilience. As for next steps, ICMA intends to use the report as a platform for ongoing advocacy related to supporting liquidity and resilience in global bond markets. ICMA also plans to initiate work on a second initiative, most likely to be focused on the European investment grade corporate bond market. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. For more ICMA podcasts and further information on capital markets, please visit our website, icmagroup.org.